Chaveira Rabbanim, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very inspired tonight, and it paid for me to come here, for myself, especially when one rabbi took over my drosha, and Rabbi says so beautifully. It's really a pleasure to see young people coming to see, to elevate themselves. This is the purpose. Lachanecha Kodesh means you have to elevate yourself. You have to become, whatever you are, you have to become bigger, to run greater. And this is something, a task, especially women, they have to know that they have nois melochim, surely wants to be, they're princesses. A princess wants to be the way a princess is supposed to be. And it was said so boldly and asked that Noshim have to have the achayas of Tzniyus. Tzniyus in the shul. It starts with the shul, that's a Mokum Kodesh. But every Jewish home is a Mokum Kodesh. It truly has to be in a home also. And today, it's a world of trendiness. We like to be trendy. It could be, it says Gehalten mit Hilchas Tzniyus, it's in order. But it's a little trendy. And trendy, I don't know what it means exactly, trendy. But women know what it means, trendy. It says in the Pasuk, Matoiva Alecha Yaakov Mishkanesecha Yisrael. Matoiva Alecha Yaakov, say Chazal, it means Mekoimes Pesach, Pesa Medrash, when we learn. Mishkanesecha means Mishkan, where's a Mishkan? It means the Bota Medrashim. This is about the Knesias, and this is about the Medrashim. I mean, this is about the Knesias. Mishkan Asecha means the Mokom Ashchina. But the Mishkan Hashem, this is the Mishkan Hashem. And as was said before, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, this is the Beis HaMikdash of today. But we have to see that our homes also has to be a home of Beis HaMikdash. I was once in Australia, and I usually go into the rabbi to visit the rabbi. That's Machuyev, come and Nerach comes. So I come to the rabbi and I wanted to tell him something. At that time we were a lot of mishaps in Eretz Yisrael. So what can we do for Eretz Yisrael? So I said as follows. With the Gemara says, Omulel Rabbi Yechanan. They told Rabbi Yechanan, Ike Sabe beBavel. They're elders in Babel. Tama Rabbi Yechanan. He was wondering, Rabbi Yechanan was wondering, the man Yirbe Yamechem al Adom Aksiv. It says longevity belongs to Eretz Yisrael. Then he says, since they told him that Mekadme Mechashke Beis HaMedrash, they come early and late at night Beis HaMedrash, he didn't wonder. He knew already what that teretz is. So the Marsho is Masbir, Betzim is in Amiri also, that what was this Chadesh, the Botek Nesiyos, that's a Chelek of Eretz Yisrael, as Chazal tell us, Asidim, Botek Nesiyos, Botek Medroshos, Sheikovu Be'eretz Yisrael, they will be Nikven Yisrael. So this today, the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses, as a Din Be'eretz Yisrael. And the Chazanish mentioned it many times in his letters. The place of learning and the place of davening, this is part of Eretz Yisrael. So I told him that if that's the case, what can we do? What we can do is bring Kedusha in our Bota Medroshim, Bota Knesiyos. That's what we should do. Since it's part of Eretz Yisrael, this is our giving to Eretz Yisrael. We're doing something with Eretz Yisrael. We're elevating Eretz Yisrael. There's a piece of Eretz Yisrael. You do if someone is born in an embassy, he's a citizen of that land. This belongs to Eretz Yisrael. So this is the Mokim. These are the embassies of Eretz Yisrael. I'm a Koimis HaKdoshim. So I told him, if that's the case, let us bring more Kedusha in our Kneseiyos. And this is doing for us, so that's what that must be, we can surely do. No more nor less, the rabbi told me that Chabalviz Chabaditra says, he says, the homes will surely go to us for it. A home, it says a home where you do mitzvahs continuously. The chidush is about the Knesset, about the Midrashas. That's what he told me. So I told him that it paid to come to Australia just for this chidush. That a Jewish home is also, it will mitzvah Hashem go to us Israel. Why? Because the home, they're doing mitzvahs the whole day, they said. That's what he says. And he brought me the copy later to a chasana, but by chasana there. I don't know where it is now. I'm looking for it. I don't know where it is. I'm looking. But it's something that it was astonishing to me that every Jewish home, we have to consider a mokum kodesh. Because why? And every home in Mitzvah Hashem, a Jewish home, that they do mitzvahs there, will the Mitzvah also go? That's why it's very pleasant to hear. But Hashem, we have some beautiful homes. What will we be ready to do? Will we be ready to leave it behind? No, we have to take us with us. We have to take ourselves with it. But we have to see it should be a Mokum Kodesh. That we have to do see. Kimchis. The rabbi mentioned tonight that the Zechet, that all her children were Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol. There was Zechet Vin Kohenim Gadolim. So he said, why? Because she was Noig B'Tzniyus at home. Because nobody was there. She was Noig B'Tzniyus. We see the might of Tzniyus. And the Goyen, as was mentioned before, the Goyen is unbelievable. The Goyen says that this is how you can overcome. This is the only antidote for the Yetzer Hara is Tzniyus, Noshem Tzniyus. It's remarkable. It says in Chazal, it's in Medrash, and it's brought somewhere, and I don't know what the Mokar is itself. It says when the Nebuzaradan burned the Beis HaMikdosh, so Nitzaytzeis, sparks fell throughout the world. Wherever a spark landed, that became a Mokum Kodesh, either a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses. In other words, what we have today, the Beit Knesset, Beit HaMidrashos, is still part of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is a Hemshach Beis HaMikdash. That's why we can understand our Kesha to Beis HaMikdash. When we come to a shul, we have to think, this is the remainder, what was left after the Chubim. After the Chubim Beis HaMikdash. So we live in such an environment, it's mind-boggling, that we have to think, this is remnants of the Beis HaMikdash. This is how we have to be done, Amikai Misagdashim. That's why we can understand very well that the Rabbanim are speaking about this. It's news in the Beit Knesset, about the Midrashos. Beit Knesset, how we come to a shul. We come to a shul. What we come to a shul for? We want to misachad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we want to do. So this is the mokem that's left over, that we want to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have to understand, we come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's more than that wedding in downtown New York. It's more than this wedding. It's coming to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ki b'yochel the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're coming to see the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what we're coming for to Yeshul. Mesachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is our tefillos, all tefillos are that. We're coming to Mesachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same time we're Mesachad in Kol Yisrael also. Because the tefillos, the do of Nari HaKodesh. Before he said tefillos, he says Mesachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the tefillah is not just for himself. A tefillah is from Kol Yisrael. You get a koyach tefillah the person has, and the same b'teira also, it's not just his. It belongs to Kol Yisrael. B'si b'teira, says, Am lama teira lama Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem teaches teira to Kol Yisrael. So it's not you, it's Kol Yisrael, it belongs to Kol Yisrael. As it says in Chazal, the Shiloh HaKodesh says, needed B'shas, Matan Torah, we needed to be Shishim Riboy, you put a missing. And Kulam B'leiv Echot Ki Yishechot, if we're missing one, says the Shalom, Torah would have not given. And it wasn't the Rabbeinu Shalom made him that way. It was the Yichud who called Israel themselves. It says in Chazal, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, this is the appropriate moment. This is the right moment. But call Israel, they are together. Now this is their koyach. The koyach will call Israel together. When we come to a shul, we also try to unite. That's what we have to do. It's not only to unite ourselves, unite with Kol Yisroel, because all the whole koyach that we have is because we are part of Kol Yisroel. The Beis Halikim asked, what's going on? We want our tefillah should be niskabel. Tefillahs of Rishonim, all earlier ones, what happens with them? They were greater than we are. So what happened? Our tefillahs. So he says it's nana salgeba anok. He says it's something, anok is that big, and Anana sees a little bit further. So our tefillahs, he says, so he also unites Kol Yisroel, that it's not one. I'm Ispalo. I'm Ispalo together with Kol Yisroel, with all the tefillahs that were Ispalo before, that Kol Yisroel said all the tefillahs, and I'm adding a drop. And this drop perhaps will help us. And this is the koyach of tefillah, because it belongs to Kol Yisroel. So therefore, when we come to a shul, and we unite to Tam and Tefillah, we have to know that we are adding to the Tefillah Sarabim, the Tefillah from Gans and Kol Yisroel. We are adding, and our little bit adds, and our. So we have to be Roy, thinking that we are Bnei Melochim, and Noshim have to think that Bnei Melochim, what else can they do? Become so close to the Rabbeinu Shalala. It says in Chazal, it says, Gemara says as follows. By the Sreifel Beis Hamikdash, in Zaradin, it says, V'chol bayis godol sofa be'esh. Every big house, they burnt in fire. And the Gemara says before, they burned the Beis Hamikdash. So what does it mean, bayis godol? And there's a machlekes in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Bayis Godol means the great, and what is the greatest thing? So one mandoma says it means batik messias, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan said it means batik medroshes, machlekes. And the aloha would be that what is the greatest thing? If it means bayis Godol, batik messias, then you're allowed to sell a Beis HaMedrash for Beis HaKnesses. And if it's the opposite, you do the opposite. So the question is, and it's asked, the Ksav Sefer as the Shaila, what's happening? Chazal tell us that when you go to learn, you're older in middle of learning, you go to be Mispalel. So Chazal said, Oizrim Chai Oilom Veoizkim Bechai Yeshoah. You're living something, you're leaving over something that's nitzchias, teire, and you go to daven, that's only chayesho, that's what the Gemara asks. So the question is, so how could it be that the bayis godol means botek nesiyos? What is botek nesiyos? So the shaila is asked by the Ksav Sefer and the Tshuvas, and he says as follows. He says, that in order to be zeiche, what a person wants to be zeiche, he wants to be zeiche in Torah. Whatever he wants to be zeiche, the person does not get anything without tefillah. That's what he says. Therefore, he says, the greatness of the botek nesiyos are because in order to get anything you want, you have to be mispala. Without tefillah, you can't get anything. So therefore, he says it's even greater than the bote medroshes, because the zeicha to teira you also have tefillah. Without tefillah, a person can't be zeicha anything. And it's very interesting. It's interesting. We find in Chumash something that's pile ploying. We don't understand. It's mind-boggling. The Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you are the Goyel Yisroel. Imena togoyla menacha goyla. The Rabbeinu Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it took a week time, 1 week, till Moshe Rabbeinu consented. True, he didn't want to go because he didn't want to hurt Aaron. His brother, he was the greatest in Mitzrayim then. True, that's why he didn't want to go. But here the Rabbeinu Shem tells him, says the Ramban as follows. Paroi was the greatest king in the world at that time. And he has to become a shaliach to go to Paroi. Is that fitting? Someone that stutters will come to Paroi? A stutterer will come to Paroi. That's not fitting for the king. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that if the Rabbeinu Shem really wants him to be the Goyel Yisrael, he should be the shaliach Hashem. He has to cure him, and he wasn't cured. That's what Ramban says. And since he wasn't cured, he felt it's only a suggestion. It wasn't a demand. That's what it says. Says Ramban, why didn't Rabbeinu Shlom cure him? Rabbeinu Shlom knew that this was his machshove. He says, since he was not mispalel, Rabbeinu Shlom can't cure him. So here we have a situation that Klal Yisrael is waiting to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. And the Redeemer is right here, Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to go. And what's missing? The Rabbeinu Shem has to cure him. But the Rabbeinu Shem cannot cure him until he's misfollowed. Without tefillah, a person doesn't get anything. It's remarkable. Without tefillah, we can't get anything. Whatever we have through the koyach of tefillah. And it's very important, before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yamei HaTefillah. It seems that tefillahs themselves are the ones that gave us the koyach to be mispalel also, to ask Rabbeinu Shlom. But we need tefillah, that's what we need. And it's another remarkable thing what Ramban says. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu before that mispalel? All his life, he should be mispalel. Rabbeinu Shlom, cure me, help me. So he says something that's to think about. He says, how did he become Echvat Peh? Because he was going for the crown of Paroi. So the Chartume Mitzrayim said, he's not a simple lad. He's going for your crown. You have to test him. What's going on with him? So they tested him. A pot of gold and a pot of coal. And we'll see where he goes to. So he was going to the gold. And Malach Gavriel pushed his hand to the coal. So he grabbed a piece of coal. So he burned himself. So he put it to his mouth. That's the tendency of a child that puts everything to the mouth. And that's where he became Echvat Peh. Says the Ramban that he wanted to remain his entire life, that he had a miracle that happened, and he wanted to live with that miracle, to remember the Rabbeinu Shalom Ratavetim. It was nitzel from Yisrael, from Paroi, to that happiness. And that's what he wanted to remember. But we see that without tefillah, that we see for sure, without tefillah we cannot. So tefillah is something that we come to shul and mispal to Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom whatever we need. And we see another very interesting, but we see what a koyach tefillah is. Kol Yisrael will become redeemed in Yirtzeh Hashem, says in the Medrash, not in Zchus from Avraham, not in Zchus from Yitzchok, not in Zchus from Yaakov, in Zchus from Rochel Imeinu. That's what it says in Hazal. Rochel said she gave up of herself for somebody else. That's Rochel's Maile. It was hers, and she gave it in her whole heart. She gave over the simonim. She gave it. I saw somebody said that later when Rochel won't take away my husband, Leah says to Rochel, she knew she gave her. She didn't even feel that. She didn't make her feel that she gave it to her. She felt like it's yours. Because later, by the Didoim, she says, it's not enough, kachteich. My money took away my husband from me. It's pileploim. Because she gave with her whole heart. And this is the hardest thing. To give with your whole heart is the hardest. To give to somebody else. As we see in Chazal themselves, it says, when the Chayzrei HaMelchoma were going back and they were told, being born a bias, whatever happened, the agmas nefesh, Rashi says, the agmas nefesh. What's agmas nefesh? When a person gives up something of himself, that is painful. A person can do anything. And we see in Chazal, is remarkable what we see in Chazal, that when we're going to the Akedah, the El Satan came to Avraham Avinu, an old man, that's your only child, Abba became. Yitzchok, ready to go, the only child of your father, what will be? Then he says, the Satan told him, what will be with your suits that your mother made for you? They'll go to Yishmael. So he says a Chazal, that's when Yitzchok said, Ovi, Ovi. That touched him. Isn't it remarkable? He's ready, this person ready to give up his life. He's a soldier in the army of Hashem. And that's the Messias of a soldier. The Rambam says what it means. And yet, that's Agmas Nefesh Eloi. He has pain. Somebody else will have it. So this was the greatest of Rochel Imenu. So it's Rochel Mont Yaakov Avinu. And what? My Mesa Anoichi. He doesn't know, can't live like that. He had no children. So Yaakov Avinu answers, Asachas al Kimoni. And Chazal of Tainas, he spoke too sharp to her. He says, am I in the place of Hashem? So what is the answer, Hashem? Gombim spalted Rabbeinu Shalom. And the next pasuk says, Vayizkel. So he says, Vayizkel, Rashi says, remember the Maisim that Rochel did. And Laosi, this will be the Maisim that will save Chol Yisroel. But if Targum, Apanorot, and Targum Unkelis, and Targum Yerushalmi, says, Betzali. So Rochel has the greatest chusim that will save Klal Yisroel. Yet, she wants something, she has to be mispal. And without tefillah, you can't yet. We see the koyach of tefillah, what it means the koyach of tefillah. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us such a matone of koyach of tefillah that we come to shul and we mispal. Isn't that a kiddush Hashem that we come by, like Nois Melochim, as was mentioned before, not to overdo it. And it's not so difficult. We can look at Bais Melochim not being so trendy. Could be in Bais Melochim, the same Bais Melochim we could be the way we are. And this is really a mokim, and come to a mokim kodesh. And we are speaking of tzniyus, that this is a yesod in Kol Yisroel. And it's not... We're not asking to wear black socks. Maybe in certain schools they do. Maybe they do in certain schools. I don't know. Maybe in the neighborhood also. I don't know. But we ask just with halachas. We've always gehalten with halacha. This is something that we could expect. And this is something that Klal Yisrael deserves that. And being Bnei Malachim, being Bnei Malachim, you have to see. And the men have to see help with that. Because a woman doesn't want to do something if her husband is not happy. The women will be made in that. And therefore, the men have to help with that along too. And therefore, we gather together to be mechazek ourselves in the midas atzniyus. The Rabbeinu Shalom should help that this midas atzniyus should bring us out from this bitter goal. We live in such a horrible times. See what's going on in the world, throughout the world. When Kol Yisrael is surrounded with sonim, Arum and Arum. Arum and Arum means Arum and Arum, the whole world. Not only around El Sisroid, there are 100 million that wanted the life of Kol Yisrael. Wherever we are, the Sene Yisrael, we know that. We know that and we hear it and we live it and we know it. So this is something. We mechazek ourselves in Amideh. We got closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the greatest chus we can have. We should be zeichet to gula shleima b'korov amein.